With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the constitutionality of President Trump's order on birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On the first day of his second term in office, President Trump signed an executive order declaring that children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. That order would upend more than 125 years of understanding of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. This coming spring, justices will hear the Trump administration's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down the citizenship restrictions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration has plans to cut in-person Social Security visits.
Advocates worry that that could lead to more office closures. Phone offices have been crucial for in-person help with retirement and disability benefits. The plan outlines a target of no more than 15 million visits in 2026. A spokesperson says technology improvements mean that more people manage their benefits online or by phone. This year, 7,000 workers have been laid off. Some rural offices have already closed due to staffing issues. Critics argue that this move limits access for those without technology. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
California Congressman Darrell Issa isn't moving to Texas to run for Congress. He said he briefly considered it at the urging of Texas colleagues amid a redistricting scramble. Now he's urging fellow California Republicans in tough new districts to stay put. President Trump sparked the nationwide redistricting battle by urging Texas Republicans to redraw lines to try to gain 5 seats. On Wall Street, the Dow by 104 points. This is SRN News. A new poll charts America's reaction to the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it reveals that nearly one-third of adults took some kind of action in the wake of Kirk's murder. Barna says, quote, amongst those who did act, spiritual responses dominated. 18% reported taking a spiritual action, while just 5% took a political action. Another 6% said they had taken both. The poll also finds that those most affected by Kirk's death are the youngest Americans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and religious freedom advocates are cheering President Trump's decision to place Nigeria on the country of particular concern list. Tens of thousands of Christians have been murdered by Muslim terrorists in the country over the past decade, and the government is accused of turning a blind eye. Nigeria has been on the State Department list before, but President Biden lifted the designation in 2023. This is SRN News. An NCAA-backed effort to reshape college sport regulations has hit a wall in Congress, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
House Republicans' plans to vote on a bill regulating college sports has been scrapped due to divisions within their caucus. There are bipartisan concerns over the influence that the SCORE Act would give the NCAA and its most powerful programs. The bill seemed to be on track for passage, but now sees its chances of passage at all in its current form dwindling. The NCAA and Division I conferences portray the legislation as codifying the rules created by the multi-billion-dollar lawsuit settlement that allows college players to be paid, providing clarity that supporters say is long needed. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
FIFA gives its new Peace Prize to President Trump. It's an unusual break from tradition for the soccer organization. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.